I could hardly wait all week long to share tonight's erotic story with you. It's one of my favorites. You'll soon hear why. It's Friday night fun, baby. And whether it's just you and me or you have a little company tonight, I promise to make your Friday night fun. And if you want a little extra help, check out my special offer from my friends at adamandeve.com. They really know what we like. Go to adamandeve.com and enter offer code Friday at checkout and you'll get 50% off almost any item. Plus, they throw in 3 free adult DVDs, free mystery gift, and free shipping on your entire order. It doesn't get much better than that. Remember, use offer code Friday to get this deal. And now here's tonight's erotic story coming at ya.
So that morning, after the roads were cleared, I was only too eager to jump into the car after 3 days of being cooped up in my apartment with no power. Let me back up. The city had been warned for more than a week that a huge nor'easter was going to hit us. So, along with our emergency preparations, Alan decided to book a flight out to San Francisco, a couple of days before the storm, to make sure he arrived on time for his company's convention. This meant I was alone in our Brooklyn apartment for 5 days. When the storm hit, power lines were cut off, which meant no computer, no television, and at times, no heat. All transportation halted, and City Disaster Advisory warned all residents to remain indoors until further notice. Further notice meant 3 more days, as I crept alone in my apartment in the dark. At times, I tried calling Alan, but the lines kept dropping. So, as soon as the traffic for motorists was green-lighted, I, along with what seemed like the whole of New York City, threw open our doors and hopped into our cars, only to flood this one gas station in hopes of filling our tanks. Potential gas shortage, the news said. Great. That explains this party, I mumbled, stifling my irritation from reaching a boiling point as I watched myself get sucked into a queue that snaked around several blocks, promising a wait that would amount to hours. I was dreaming of the beach, the park, the great outdoors. Instead, after 3 days of high-pitched cabin fever, I found myself once again indoors. That is to say, inside my car in bumper-to-bumper traffic. I turned my engine on. I turned my engine off as I slowly made my way closer to the pump. On, off, as I inched my way half a block in 30 minutes. The storm didn't kill me, but this will! I finally screamed and let out an exhalation so thick I thought I was going to pass out. It was 10:45 a.m., but it felt like it was high noon. I was starting to sweat. Am I having an anxiety attack? I thought to myself. Alan is going to come home and find news of his wife asphyxiated in a car waiting to get gas. He'll never look at a gas pump the same way again. Then, just at the height of it, I allowed myself to relax and let my mind wander. Of course, it happened in a split second. I failed to turn off my ignition, relaxed my foot off the brake, and I didn't even hear the collision. I just felt a thump. And as if time skipped from seconds to minutes, a man's face popped up against my window, motioning for me to roll it down. No wonder I was so hot, I thought. Yes? I smiled. It was an out-of-body experience. I was conversing in this nonchalant, calm, oh-so-cool way, even though my mind was revving to a panic. The man was saying something about slamming into his rear end. Really? I asked, bordering on a giggle. I slammed your rear end? My arm gesticulated, and I noticed his green eyes following the trace of my finger in midair as it landed on my lips, with my teeth brushing my nail slightly. It charmed like a soft tickle. The corners of his full lips curled upwards, revealing signs of his melting anger. Okay, miss? His voice softened and he finally smiled. His face lit up and his olive skin blushed a bit. It was an odd, flushed color on his olive skin, a deeper hue of pink spreading from his cheek to his jaw. It made me look at him more intently. Then I noticed a pinpoint of perspiration roll down his neck. His skin, his green eyes, a subtle cleft chin, full lips. Oh my God, this man was gorgeous. Then, as if he read my mind, I suddenly felt him grip my door handle. His arm came in through my window, unlocking and opening my car door. I didn't say anything, but simply relented. He entered my car and slid his hand in and under the steering wheel, groping for the key on my ignition. His body leaned into me, his face inches from mine. I smelled his breath, reminiscent of coffee and peppermint. "First, turn it off," he muttered softly. "Why?" I whispered, staring him in the eye, challenging and inviting him deeper into conversation. "It might save your life, that's why." I reached for his forearm. "Thanks for saving my life," I said. Taking his hand off the ignition, my fingers curled between his and squeezed his hand against my palm. I don't know what possessed me, but I felt so natural pulling up my skirt and placing his hand on my inner thigh while my tongue found the base of his neck and tasted the salty moisture. It smelled like the ocean. His breath quickened. I felt his excited anticipation. Suddenly, a flush warmed my whole body as if I drank it off of his skin. I felt a sudden fever with him so close to me. In my little car, we were like two caged animals. Then, I felt his fingers trail up towards my groin, ravaging the lining of my thong, wet with urgency. I felt a surge as his strong finger penetrated me with a decisive thrust. My breath cut through the air, then paused before it became harried. Slowly at first, but deeper in succession, he played me like a violin to warm me up. I stared at his green eyes. He was watching my face. Then he came down with his tongue to wet my lips, heavy with his breath. My hand settled on his chest and moved downwards in search of the buttons on his jeans. Unclasping them, I heard him utter something incomprehensible. I focused on his lips, which he bit in excitement. Moving inside his pants, my hand felt the heat of his erection. In a frenzy, my other hand found his back and worked to pry his trousers down as I hurried to unzip him. His hand withdrew from inside me to assist in my efforts. He quickly drew himself out of his clothes, and I opened up like a flower as he pulled my hips almost violently closer to him, hungrily thrusting himself inside me. He exhaled and moaned unexpectedly. Meanwhile, outside, it was an orchestra of engines turning on and off, on and off, on and off. The noise raved in syncopated rhythm to our bodies, drinking each other's hunger, generating the heat of this mid-morning. His mouth inhaled my breath as his hand clutched my hair to pull my head back. He dove to my neck and bit the lobes of my ear gently. I squealed in orgasmic pleasure. My mouth opened, vulnerable as the sensations tingled and burned through my system. My tongue curled up, mimicking his motions. Meanwhile, I felt him caress me, and I listened to the sound of his muffled pleasure below. His hard penis circled inside me and increased the speed of each thrust. I felt the sea in between my legs. I squeezed my eyes shut in ecstasy, feeling him explore my insides. I was consumed as the speeding echo of his moans in my ear drowned out the squeaking tires that rolled lazily outside. I gripped his buttocks as he slammed my body against the leather seats, ravaging me to the penultimate state of pleasure. Then a car horn blasted behind us, trumpeting the apex of this storm surge. The timing of it all was perfect. We scrambled into our clothes and he dashed back to his car in just enough time to avoid the next round of angry horns. What a way to pass the time! I watched him adjust himself in his car, fastening his seatbelt. And as he pulled forward, he waved to me in his rearview mirror. I grabbed a pen and scratched out my number on the back of a receipt and held it up for him to see. I hoped that he'd call me the next time he needed to fill up. We could make the time pass much more quickly together.
Oh, wow. That made me so hot. I mean, I didn't see that coming. Did you? and I'm so excited. I just got a new vibrator from adamandeve.com. Have you used my special offer code to order yours yet? Remember, use the code Friday, and they tell me it still works. All you do is order almost any item from adamandeve.com and use the offer code Friday at checkout. Magically, they will take 50% off almost every item, give you free shipping, 3 free adult DVDs, even throw in a little surprise gift. And if you order now, it just might even be here in time for next week's story. And guys, if you want to show her you really care, yeah, you can use that offer code too. Just don't forget the batteries. So go online to adamandeve.com, enter offer code Friday at checkout, and if you like these stories, show me a little love, give me some good feedback, and be sure to subscribe to this podcast. I want to keep this little journey going as long as I can.